感谢主，他赐我这么一个小小的诗歌啊，是为了鼓舞弟兄姊妹的信心。
Thankful to the Lord for giving me this hymn in my heart as an encouragement to brothers and sisters.
啊，这首短短的歌呢，提醒我们，主在我们的里面，主在我们的环境中。
And this little hymn reminds us that the Lord is actually in us and in our lives.
因为在生活中我们很容易就忘记了。
Because daily, it's easy for us to forget about Him.
所以这个提醒我们，主不仅在我们的环境中，主更是住在我们里面。
And it's a reminder that the Lord is not only in our surroundings, but more importantly, He's actually within us.
他从来没有离开过我们。
And He has never left us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，如果你有了这样的一个认识，有了这样的一个感觉，你的信心是何等的稳固呢？
So brothers and sisters, think about it. If we have this assurance that the Lord is in us, it should strengthen our faith.
所以希望这首诗歌能给弟兄姊妹带来一些的鼓舞。
So I hope that this little hymn will bring encouragement to everyone.
当然我们知道，如果你知道主在这里，
And if you know that the Lord is here,
啊，主在环境的里面，
He's in our surroundings.
啊，所以仇敌就没有办法侵犯我们，
And Satan has no ground.
所有的难处你也不需要惧怕。
And we don't have to be scared of any circumstances.
有主在，你还怕什么呢？
If the Lord is here, what do we have to be afraid of?
当然，另外一面也是提醒我们。
On the other hand,
如果主在这里，
it reminds us that the Lord indeed is here.
我们就不可能随便犯罪，对不对？
Then we should be careful to not sin before Him.
如果在你的生活中，你知道主在这里，
in your daily life, if you know that the Lord is in you,
你就不会随便乱讲话了。
Then you'll be careful to watch your tongue and what you say.
啊，你也不会这个随便乱做事了，对不对？
And you won't live a careless life.
所以这是在新约时代中主给我们个极大的恩典。
And this is a tremendous grace that God has given to us, those of us living in the New Testament.
感谢主，这个歌很短，很容易记啊。
Thank the Lord that this is a really simple and easy song to remember.
我在家里面呢想了一下，哎，我觉得这个诗歌还可以换很多种不同的唱的方式呢。
And I realized at home that you can sing this song in a lot of different ways.
那今天早晨呢，我想我们再把它唱一下，好吧？请那个弟兄们把诗歌打出来。
And maybe we'll sing this song once again.
我现在这遍的唱就是啊。那么中文的先，然后呢，英文做这个回响，做 echo 啊。
We're gonna sing this in Chinese, but the English.
所以每一节的唱两遍，所以弹琴的啊，每一节的弹两遍。比方说这样唱：主在这里，英文的 The Lord is here 啊，然后再主在这里。The Lord is here. 啊，英文的做一个 echo, 好不好？
So
我们试试看啊。年轻的弟兄姊妹唱英文的，年长的唱中文的啊。
So we're gonna repeat
大家大声一点唱
every single phrase, and the English, we're gonna sing every phrase twice. The second time will be echoed in English.
然后呢，我们唱完一遍之后再翻过来英文的主唱，那么中文的做 echo, 这样把它唱两。
And then we'll sing it vice versa.
好吧，试试看啊，试试看啊。我觉得我们有时候弟兄姊妹来聚会，这个灵啊好像不够释放啊。
I feel that sometimes when we come to these meetings, our spirits are not free.
缺少一点点呢，这个快乐的心情呢。
And what we're lacking is joy.
所以今天早晨呢，我们像小朋友一样，我们来唱这个，希望把大家的心都唱开的。
So today we'll sing this like the children sing and sing to open up our hearts.
来，我们试试看啊，请给我们起个音。来，中文的来啊，主在这里的落叶梯，主在这里，我眼的看，心里火热，黑不发酸，手不下垂。哈利路亚，全然。 然得胜。
我怎么听讲有点乱
了？Sounds a little messy.
我们再唱第一节，好吧？再唱第一节啊。
Sing verse one once again.
大家先抓住那个节拍了嘛？那中文的先来啊。来，对不起啊，预备起，主在这里，在这里，我眼得看，心里火热，腿不发酸，手不下垂。My heart fire, my feet are strong, my hands held high. Hallelujah, His victory. The Lord in me.地盘 ，This is the God, the strong as is, my heart at peace. Hallelujah, try till the end. 最后我们一起啊，重生齐声的。再把它唱一遍啊，一起来，中英文都一起来。
Sing it all together one last time.
主在这里，主在这里，我眼得看，心里火热，眼不发酸，手不下垂。
激发我们的信心。
May the Lord stimulate us to faith.
在这个苦闷的日子当中啊。
That in these challenging times.
让我们因为相信他。
May we look to him with faith.
我们说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
To trust him and to have joy in him.
让我们用欢乐快乐的生活迎接主的再来。
With a joyful heart, may we look to him.
希望弟兄姊妹会喜欢这首诗歌，并且呢，从这首诗歌里面得到一点的鼓舞。
I hope that everyone can gain some bit of encouragement through this song.
好，我现在请弟兄姊妹和我一起来读一些的圣经。
Please turn with me now to the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹先看马太福音。
Please turn with me to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
第十三节
Verse 13.
所以你们要警醒, 因为那日子, 那时辰, 你们不知道。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
诗篇 121篇
Psalm 121.
诗篇 121篇
Psalm 121.
第四节
Verse 4
保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉
Behold, he who watches Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看以西结书
And next we'll look at the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书第三章
Ezekiel chapter 3
第三章第十七节开始
And we'll look at chapter 3, verse 7, starting with 17.
我们从第十七节读到二十一节。
And we'll read from verse 17 through 21.
人子啊,我立你做以色列家守望的人,所以你要听我口中的话,替我警戒他们。我何时指着恶人说他必要死,你若不警戒他,也不劝戒他,使他离开恶行,拯救他的性命。 这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。再者，一人何时离义而犯罪，我将绊脚石放在他面前。 他就必死，因你没有警戒他，他必死在罪中。他素来所行的义不被纪念，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒一人，使他不犯罪，他就不犯罪，因他因受警戒就必存活，你也救自己脱离了罪。
Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked ways that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from the wickedness or from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he shall die. Since you have warned him, he shall die in sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself.
第33章,以西结书33章,第7节到第9节
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 to 9
人子啊,我照样立你做以色列家守望的人,所以你要听我口中的话,替我警戒他们。 我对恶人说：“恶人呐，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，转离所行的道，他仍不转离，死在他必死在罪孽之中，你却救了自己，脱离了罪。”
Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman over the house of Israel, so you will hear a message from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from your hand. But if you on your part warn a wicked man to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your life.
我们最后看第四十章。
And lastly, we'll turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
第一节到第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 40, we'll read the first three verses.
四十章第一节到第三节。
Ezekiel 40, verses 1 to 3.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。
In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was taken, on that same day the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me there. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, and on it to the south there was a structure like a city. So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
And we'll temporarily stop our Bible readings.
我上次已经和弟兄姊妹交通道。
The last time we already fellowshiped with brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在马太福音二十五章告诉我们。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
为着那日子那时辰，我们需要警醒。
Regarding that day and that hour, we need to be on alert.
我们说过，那日子那时辰是神的工作中啊最大的一个秘密。
And we mentioned last time that regarding that day and that hour, it's the greatest secret of all time.
因为主告诉我们说，不仅天上的使者不知道，主自己也不知道。
So the Lord tells us that not only do the angels not know that day or hour, but the Lord himself doesn't know.
只有父知道。
But only the Heavenly Father alone knows.
所以这是父目前把它隐藏的一个最大的秘密啊。
So this is the greatest secret that the Father has.
虽然我们不知道那个日子，那个时辰。
Even though we don't know that exact day and hour.
弟兄姊妹，你看，主在这讲的有一个日子。
But brothers and sisters, there is a day.
还告诉我们几点钟都讲出来。
And there is an exact hour.
啊，所以圣经告诉我们，主回来的时候，有的人是在早晨，有人在中午，有人在晚上。
And so it could be in the morning, midday, or in the evening.
虽然我们不知道那个日子，那个时辰。
Although we don't know the exact day or hour.
但对于今天神的儿女来讲的话呢，我们知道那个日子那个时辰离我们非常的近。
However, we know that that day and that hour draws near.
是随时会发生的一件事情。
At any moment, this could happen.
所以主告诉我们，为着那日子那时辰，我们需要警醒。
So the Lord tells us that we need to be on alert
for
that day and that hour.
在旧约圣经里面呢，这个警醒就是守望啊。
And in the Old Testament, this being on alert refers to being a watchman.
我们讲过，这个守望这个字就是你不能睡觉。
And we mentioned last time that to be a watchman means you can't sleep.
我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他也不睡觉，他也不打盹。
He is a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps.
所以为着这个我们要感谢神。
For that we need to thank him.
因为神不需要睡觉。
Because God does not need to sleep.
所以他可以昼夜的看顾他的百姓。
So 24/7 he can be watching his people.
当然神也呼召人来做守望者。
But God also calls his people to be his watchmen.
当然我们守望的话呢会有时辰的。
Of course, when we are called to be watchmen,
但是无论怎样我们要做一个守望者。
we need to rest, but regardless, we need to be good watchmen.
在旧约时代中,
in the Old Testament time,
我们看见, 那么神, 这个呼召一般守望者,
we can see that God called a set of watchmen.
当然旧约有很多的人物,
of course, there are many characters in the Old Testament.
其中啊, 最明显的就是先知,
and the most notable ones are the prophets.
啊, 我们读这个旧约圣经的历史的时候,
when we read the history in the Old Testament,
一个世代一个世代过来,
generation after generation,
当世人和神的百姓都在那里昏睡的时候,
as the people of the world, as God's own people are in slumber and asleep,
那些最清醒的人就是先知。
The ones who were the most alert were the prophets.
因为先知呢, 这个灵里面的光景是清醒的。
Because in their spirit, they were alert.
他们好像在一个大黑暗的时代当中啊,
it's as if in the darkness around them,
一盏一盏的明灯,
they were vessels of light.
啊, 像那个发亮的灯,
they were the ones who were illuminating.
所以先知们都是一些最警醒的人。
And so the prophets were the ones who were most alert.
那么他们呢, 就是神的这个守望者。
And they were the watchmen of God.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
不仅他自己不打盹不睡觉。
Not only does he himself neither slumber nor sleep,
那么他也呼召人, 跟他一同警醒,
but he also calls people to be on alert with him.
当然我们最知道这个警醒是灵里面的警醒,
and this being alert is being alert in the spirit.
啊, 对我们今天基督徒来讲, 是灵里面的警醒,
for Christians today, it's for us a calling for us to be alert and watchful in our spirit.
我们曾经说过, 人的灵啊, 就是耶和华的灯,
and we've mentioned in the past that the Spirit of God, our spirit is the light of God.
在这个弯曲悖谬的世代当中,
in this corrupted dark world,
我们希望神的儿女们像明光照耀一样,
we hope that the children of God can be vessels of light.
啊, 我们每个弟兄姊妹都像这个黑夜中的众星一样, 一颗颗会发亮。
It's like in the darkness of the sky, we are like the stars shining.
所以我们基督徒要保持灵里面的清醒。
So we need to protect the alertness and brightness of our spirit.
更多的膏油在我们的灵里面。
And we need even more so the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
and his anointing, brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament time, God has used these prophets as an example.
教导我们,
to teach us.
我们上一次讲过这个以赛亚,
last time we used Isaiah as
神要以赛亚设立这个守望的人,
Isaiah was to establish these watchmen on the wall.
所以我们讲过那个守望的人有两件重要的事情,
and the watchmen had two purposes.
第一个, 当他们在守望的时候,
the first one,
他们会看见神回来,
is that they are the first ones to see the Lord return.
所以我们就说到今天, 如果灵里面保持清醒守望的人, 可能是第一批看见主回来的人。
So I remind everyone that today, if we have a watchful and alert spirit, we could possibly be the first wave who sees the Lord's return.
所以圣经那里讲, 他们就开始唱歌。
So the Bible says that they began singing.
哦, 有一天你会看见这个景象,
and one day we will see this scene as well.
哇, 忽然地上有很多歌声出来了。
On the earth there will be shouts of joy and praise because we see our Lord return.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
但愿我们能成为这样的一般人,
may we be like these watchmen.
那么第二件事情,
the second
point, 神叫那些守望的人呢, 要祷告,
is that these watchmen on the wall were to pray.
要求神建造耶路撒冷,
these watchmen were begging and pleading that the Lord would establish Jerusalem so that Jerusalem can be praiseworthy in all the earth.
这就是今天我们需要警醒,
so today we need to be alert and watchful and praying for the church.
我们希望教会的光景越来越好,
so that the condition of the church would improve.
越来越美丽,
more, to become more beautiful. That all the ugliness and negative aspects would be done away with.
啊，这是守望者需要在神面前警醒的。
And this is what a watchman needs to be, on alert for.
那么今天早晨呢？
So this morning,
我们要讲到另外一个先知。
I'd like to talk about another prophet.
那么这个呢，是神所立的守望者。
And this is a prophet that was called by God.
啊，这个先知就是以西结。
And this prophet is Ezekiel.
啊，如果我们把以西结书整个读过
，If we read the entire book of Ezekiel，
弟兄姊妹，我们看见以西结的光景是一个非常荣耀的光景。
We can see that the condition of Ezekiel is a glorious one.
啊，但是他当时所遇见的环境呢，确实是最恶劣的环境。
But the circumstances and environment that he was around was, perhaps one of the darkest.
因为那个时候以色列人看犹大国开始被掳了。
Because during that time, the Judah, the nation of Judah was, in
巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王开始掳掠犹大国。
And the, Babylon has taken over the all of Judah.
那个掳掠第一批掳掠的大概有一万人。
And so, Babylon has taken the people of Judah into captivity. There were about 10,000.
First time.
The first group that were in captivity was about 10,000.
那这一万人呢，都是以色列人中间的精英，是他们最优秀的一些年轻人。
And these ones who were taken in captivity were the elite among the people of Judah, of Israel.
那么中间呢，就有但以理和他的朋友们。
And among them was Daniel and his three friends.
然后接着有第二次的被掳。
And then there was the second wave of captivity.
那么这里面就有以西结，以西结是第二次被掳。
And Ezekiel was part of this second wave that was placed in captivity.
那个头一批被掳的人看起来比较幸运，他们一掳啊，掳到巴比伦的王宫里面去了。到巴比伦的王宫 palace 里面去。
These were ones who were the first wave, of people being captive, they were more fortunate because they were captive, placed under captivity, but in the palace.
Yeah. Okay. 然后第二批的呢，看起来就好像没那么幸运了。
And so we see that the second wave, that was entered into captivity was not as fortunate.
因为这第二批被掳的人呢，被送到了加巴鲁的河边做奴工。
Because the second wave who entered into captivity was sent to the rivers of Chebar to do manual labor.
啊，那么据说呢，这个加巴鲁河是一条运河啊，是 canal， 这个运河。就是人工挖的运河 Chebar.
Oh, this river Chebar was a man-made canal.
Canal, 对对对。那么呢，他就被摆在那个奴工的那个情形里面。
So he was placed subject into manual labor.
但是我们知道这两个人都是爱主的。
We know that these two individuals love the Lord.
那么尤其这个以西结呢，他本来是个祭司，出身祭司的家族。
Ezekiel is actually, from the family line of priests.
所以圣经记载说三十岁的时候啊。
So the Bible recorded that when he was 30 years old.
那个三十年，那就是他三十岁的时候，可能是他生日那一天。
And on the possibly on his 30th birthday.
因为呢，如果按照以色列人这个祭司的年龄，三十岁是应该进到圣殿里面去服侍的年龄，对不对
？According to the Israel tradition, on the 30th birthday, the priest was supposed to be assigned to the temple to serve.
结果呢，他现在呢，在那里做奴工，在那替人家疏通河道。
But yet he was placed in the captivity and doing manual labor and digging up the trenches, digging up the canals of this river.
圣经就讲, 他的灵很强啊,
but the Bible recorded that his spirit was strong.
他里面十分的不甘心的, 他里面很激愤的啊, 那就很, 很这个,
he was very strong in his spirit.
所以呢, 神就特别恩待他,
and the Lord blessed him.
所以神就在异象中间让他看见神荣耀的作为。
So in a vision, the Lord allowed him to see what the Lord was going to do.
啊, 那么以西结有一个刚强的灵。
Ezekiel had a strong spirit.
那么以西结书当然这本书太丰富了啊。
Of course, there's too many things to talk about in the book of Ezekiel.
我们今天早上不可能去把它每个点都讲到。
It's too abundant, and so I can't go through every single point.
但是我们能感觉到在加巴鲁河边那个黑暗的光景中,
but we can see that in the darkness of the times along the river of Chebar,
有一个人是一盏明亮的灯。
There was an individual who was a vessel of light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
巴望在今天这个黑暗的时代中,
I hope that today, in the darkness in the world today,
你我都能成为明亮的灯,
that you and I could be vessels of light.
时代可以黑暗,
it is truly dark out there.
我们里面不能黑暗,
but in our spirits, we cannot be dark.
我们里面有明亮刚强的灵,
we need to have a bright and strong spirit within.
那么不仅以西结的灵是刚强的,
and not only was Ezekiel's spirit strong,
在以西结书里面最有趣的一件事情啊,
there was an interesting thing that was recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
他就是经历神的手在他身上的工作,
he experienced the hand of God directly upon him.
那么中文的翻译是神的灵在他身上,
and in some translations it says the spirit of God was upon him.
啊, 那么实际那个希伯来原文那个字是手，神的手，就神的灵在他身上。
But in the original language, it spoke of the actual hand of God, meaning His Spirit was upon Ezekiel.
那么这个手指一共出现过七次。
And this phrase, the hand of God was upon him, appeared seven times in Ezekiel.
如果弟兄姊妹你对以西结书有兴趣的话呢,
brothers and sisters, if you're interested in the book of Ezekiel,
你把这七次的手都把它读一读,很有意思的。
Read all seven times where it is recorded, where the hand of God was upon Ezekiel.
我们都知道神今天造人呢,造了这个手啊, 这是非常有用的,对不对?
We know that God created man with our hands, and we know that our hands can be quite useful.
世界上人都讲的双手万能,那个手啊,真的可以做太多事情。
And with our two hands, we can accomplish much.
但是神的灵就是神的手。
But the hand of God is none other than the Spirit of God.
啊, 神可以做工。
And God can work.
所以神的灵运行就神的手在做工。
And when the hand of God is upon something, then God will control that work.
神的手可以指引,
and the hand of God can lead.
指引方向,
and he can guide.
神的手也可以保护,
and the hand of God can protect.
啊, 神用他的手保护我们,
God uses his hand to protect us. 啊,
那么神的手呢, 也可以栽培,
and the hand of God can also be used to prune us.
Yeah. 你看这个在约翰福音第15章里面讲到,
in John chapter 15,
主耶稣是真葡萄树,
that he speaks that Jesus is the true vine.
我父是栽培的人,
and the Heavenly Father is the one who comes to prune us.
啊, 他要修剪这棵树, 他的手可以做栽培的工作,
and he uses his hands to prune the parts of the branches that are not bearing fruit.
神的灵在我们身上也是做栽培的工作。
So today the hand of God is also pruning the various aspects of our lives.
啊, 手还可以做救赎的工作,拯救的工作。
The hand of God can also do its work of salvation in us.
然后呢, 神的手还可以做管制的工作。
And the hand of God can also govern.
当然弟兄姊妹你去想还有很多啊。
And you can, the list continues on.
我想我把这些点告诉弟兄姊妹, 就说明这个手的功能是多么的大。
And I mentioned these things just to give you an impression of the purpose of hands and how great of a tool it is.
所以今天神的灵临到我们, 就是神的手临到我们。
So today when the Spirit of God comes upon us, it is the hand of God upon us.
我们读以西结书的时候,
when we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们发现以西结做的每一件事情, 都是神手的工作。
That everything that Ezekiel did was according to God's, the leading of God's hand.
所以他真正的像保罗所说的, 是一个随灵而行的人。
And he truly was an individual like Paul describes, one who is led by the Spirit.
我最近常常鼓励弟兄姊妹,
and recently I've been encouraging brothers and sisters
要顺着恩膏活在主的跟前,
that we need to live according to the holy anointing in our lives.
这个恩膏的教训就是神手的工作。
And the holy anointing is none other than God's work.
基督徒行事为人说话态度都根据这个膏油。
Our attitude, our thinking, our speech, our actions, everything should be led by the anointing Holy Spirit. This is a very important thing. For an individual to be a watchman, they have to have the same criteria that Ezekiel had.
灵里面刚强,
strong in spirit.
然后呢, 顺着圣灵行事,
and being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢, 以西结书第三章跟33章两次讲到神要立他为守望者。
So in Ezekiel chapter 3 and chapter 33, the Bible says that God appointed him as a watchman.
当然我们可以从以西结身上啊, 可以看见守望者的 职责啊，有另外一面的职责，他所要做的事。
And we can see that there's another criteria for being a watchman.
不过当他做这个守望者的时候呢，他要做事之前第一件重要的事情呢，他需要听神的话。
The very first criteria is that the watchman needs to listen to the voice of God.
神说我设立你做以色列的守望者。
The Lord says, I appoint you to be the watchman over the house of Israel.
第一件事你要听我口中的话。
And the first thing he says is, when you hear a word from my mouth.
这个口中的话呢, 就告诉我们, 是活的言语。
And this word from my mouth is the words of life.
我们读圣经的时候是字句, 对吧?
And when we read the Bible, it's text.
那么你光用这些死的字句是不行的。
But if you just look at it as text, then it's none other than dead words.
必须让圣灵在你里面在感动你。
But we need to have the Spirit moving in us.
啊, 圣灵在引导你。
And the Spirit leading us.
你用那句话就是活的言语。
Then the words of the Bible become life.
那句活的言语就是神口中的话。
And that word of life is coming directly from the mouth of God.
啊, 所以你记得在约翰福音第六章里面,
so if you remember John chapter 6,
就说, 我所说的话就是灵, 就是生命, 啊,
and the Lord says, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
很多, 懂希腊文就知道说那里用的那个话是 rhema, rhema这个字, 啊,
and those who really like to study the Greek, the original word that is spoken is rhema.
圣经的字面是 logos.
And the factual objective word of the Bible is logos.
Rhema是神口中的话。
But the rhema is the direct word of God.
其实呢,弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道这个 logos跟这个 rhema的意思, 其实没有这么清楚的分别啊。
But we know that these two definitions of the original Greek, the logos and the rhema, there isn't a clear distinction between the two.
不重要的是什么? 是神口中的话。
The most important thing is that it is directly from the mouth of God.
听主的话。
That we need to hear the word of God.
听主的话做什么呢?
Hear the word of God and do what?
那两次都讲到要警戒恶人也警戒义人。
And twice God told Ezekiel you need to warn the wicked and also warn the righteous.
弟兄姊妹要知道这是圣经中一个很重要的思想。
And this is a very important concept and thought of the Bible.
神看人的这个行为啊
God views man's life.
他不是用这个好人坏人来衡量的。
God does not view our lives from the standpoint of good versus bad.
我们今天的生活中的，哦，这是好人，这是坏人，对吧？
In our lives, we look at people and we distinguish them as, oh, this is a good person, this is a bad person.
我们孩子们小的时候啊，
When our children are little,
常常会问我们
They will ask us,
爸爸这是好人呢这是坏人呢
Dad, is this a good person or a bad person?
我们会告诉，哦，这是好人这是坏人
And then we will tell them, oh, this is a good person, that is a bad person.
但是神不是这样用的
But God does not view us in this, with
神看我们的行为是恶人和义人
God views man from the standpoint of whether we are wicked or we are righteous.
这就告诉我们呢，这个恶人和义人的意思是什么呢？不只是道德的问题。
And so this tells us that the distinction between wickedness and righteousness is not dependent on our actions.
更重要的是指着那个目的的问题，目标的问题。
More importantly, it is a distinction of whether we are on the right path to that right goal.
当然我们的行为神也很注重啊。
Of course God pays attention to our actions.
基督徒不要做坏事情。
That Christians should not do evil acts.
你做坏事神也不喜欢。
Of course if you do evil acts and sin, the Lord will not approve of
that. 我们感谢主啊。
But we thank God.
主耶稣流他的宝血。
The Lord Jesus shed his precious blood.
是要特别洗净我们这些行为上面的不义的。
Specifically to wash away all the evil and the sin in our lives.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
但是神更注重我们的是什么呢?
But what God pays attention to even more so in our lives.
我们的一生能不能达到神所要的那个目标?
Is whether in our lives we can achieve the goal that he wants us to achieve.
你达不到神旨意中间那个目标就是恶。
If we cannot achieve His will, the goal in our lives, then that is considered wickedness.
你能够达到神旨意的目标就是义。
If we can accomplish the will of God, then that is deemed as being righteous.
所以在神的眼中只有恶人和义人。
So in God's eyes, there's only wickedness and righteousness.
神不管你是好人坏人。
He doesn't look at us as being good or bad.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要清楚，好人也不是义人。
We have to know that a good person is not a righteous person.
你看今天这个世界中也有很多好人的，不是都是坏人。
Because you look at the people in the world, of course there are a lot of good people.
但是好人他没有相信耶稣基督，他不能达到神的目的。
But if that good person in the world does not believe in the Lord and does not have his sins cleansed, then they are wicked.
所以这就让我们明白当初的撒旦来败坏人的时候啊。
And we know that in the very beginning when Satan came to deceive man,
他不是光叫你做坏事。
He not only encourages us to do evil things.
叫你杀人放火。
To commit murder, to...
叫你犯奸淫叫你这个撒谎欺骗人对吧
to cheat and lie.
他最重要什么呢
But most, his most, devious thing.
是叫你达不到神的目的。
Is that he allowed, he...does not allow us to achieve God's will.
这才是仇敌最厉害的工作。
This is the most deadly weapon that Satan has.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白神的眼中看人的行为是恶跟义之间的一个区别。
So when God looks at man and our lives, he distinguishes us using wickedness versus righteousness.
我相信有好多弟兄姊妹都知道这个这个罪恶罪这个字的原文的意思对吧
I think everyone, many of you know the original definition of what sin is.
他这个意思呢第一方面不仅把你引到错误里面。
Not only is sin doing wrong things.
那么更重要的是叫你 miss the mark。
The true definition of sin is that you missed the mark.
所以还不是在乎外面你做的恶事坏事而已，对不对？
So it's not just about our outward actions, whether they're wrong or not.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
那么神让以西结做守望者，
God called Ezekiel to be a watchman,
他要警戒这个恶人，
to warn the wicked.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，
So today, brothers and sisters,
我们需要相互的鼓励。
We need to mutually encourage one another.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹们走义路，走对的道路。
We need to encourage each other to ride on the path, walk on the path of righteousness.
啊，所以有的时候呢，你看见那个情况，你要交通的。
So if you see certain situations, you need to have fellowship.
这个以西结呢，神给他的要求很严厉啊。
This is a very strict, command that God gave
Ezekiel. 他跑去跟人讲，对不起，你走错了，你要这。
So Ezekiel had to confront people to tell them that their path is wrong.
如果那个人固执说不，我不要听你的，我就是要这么走。
But if that person is stubborn and says, no, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to continue on my path.
好，以西结，这就没你的责任。
Then God said to Ezekiel, this does not concern you.
如果你把他挽回过来了。
But if you were able to cause that individual to turn,
义人就不需要，恶人就不需要死了，对吧？
Then that wicked person does not need to die.
哎呀，这是多么好的一件事情。
What a wonderful thing.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天呢，我们作为神的儿女，我们有责任的。
Today as a child of God, we have responsibility.
我们责任什么？引导人走对的路。
What is our responsibility? It is
to
lead others on the path of righteousness.
会犯错的。
But of course, he tells us that even the righteous will oftentimes walk
on the wrong path. 如果义人犯错了，
if the righteous person walks on the wrong path,
请我们记得这是主的话。
Please remember these are the words of God.
他所行的义也不能救他。
That even the righteous man's path of his righteous deeds cannot save him.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情，对不对？
This is a very serious thing.
如果你劝告他，他回转了。
But if you are able to cause that righteous person to turn around,
义人也得救了，你也没有责任。
Then if that person turns his ways, then the responsibility is not on you.
所以在一个时代里面呢，做守望者。
So in that time period, being a watchman
非常重要
was very important.
但是也不容易，是吧？
It was not easy.
但是我们愿意靠主的恩典，让我们
we need to be willing,
首先呢，能保持灵里面光景的明亮。
To rely on His grace so that there can be brightness in our spirit.
所以神对以西结说，
So God told Ezekiel,
你要吹角，吹号角。
You need to blow the trumpet.
吹号角。
You need to blow that trumpet.
那我们知道在哥林多前书14章里面就告诉我们。
We know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 it tells us.
这个吹号角。
That blowing the trumpet.
就是基督徒受灵感说话了。受灵感圣灵感动。
It is actually words that were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以他说你不能吹那个无定的号角，对吧？你要吹了号角，人家知道什么意思，那么才能走啊。
So you have to blow the trumpet in a way where people can understand the purpose and know which way to walk.
因为旧约以色列百姓都明白的。
And this was something that the people in the Old Testament understood.
祭司们一吹角，他们就知道现在要做什么事。
When the prophet would blow the trumpet, then the people would know what to do.
所以今天在教会里面也是一样。
Today in the church, it's no different.
弟兄姊妹是要吹那个明亮的号角。
We need to blow the trumpet in a way where the word is clear.
哎呀，我常常感觉我蒙召主让我出来为主说话，真是很为难的。
And I often feel indebted to the Lord that He's called me to speak on behalf of Him.
我们讲道等于吹号呀。
Because when we speak, it's the same thing as blowing that trumpet.
你吹的什么号啊？
What kind of noise are you making with this trumpet?
有时候你这个号一吹，大家就乱了，不是
Sometimes you blow the trumpet,
不知道什么回事了。
And everyone's confused, and no one knows what's going on.
所以这个很重要。
This is a very important thing.
你要做守望的人。
To be a watchman.
你需要吹明亮的号角。
You have to blow the trumpet in a way that brings clarity to people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经来到了一个非常关键的时候。
Today we are at a critical moment.
啊, 主来的日子非常的近。
The return of the Lord is near.
但愿主保守我们灵里面光景的明亮。
May the Lord allow us to have this brightness in our spirit.
啊, 我们能够知道在这个时候怎样跟随主。
So that we can know how to walk with the Lord.
要走义路,
that we walk on the paths of righteousness.
要达到神要我们达到的目的,
that we can achieve the goal that God wants us to achieve.
我们彼此做同伴,
that we are companions on this
path.
And we need that mutual encouragement.
这是一个非常重要的时候。
This is an important time.
那我们看见哈, 以西结呢, 不仅能够警戒恶人和义人,
And we can see that Ezekiel not only warns the wicked and warns the righteous.
那么以西结也有明亮的意象，他的眼睛是非常明亮。
But we can see that his vision was very clear.
在40章以后,
In chapter 40 and beyond,
他看见了一个大的意象。
He saw this tremendous vision.
看见那座圣城耶路撒冷。
He saw the establishment of the city of Jerusalem.
你读40章第一节的时候啊,
when you read chapter 40,
那里告诉我们那个时候, 25年以后, 这个耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁了, 耶路撒冷被毁了。
We see that in that 20th year, the walls of Jerusalem will be established.
地上的这个城被毁了。
And the...
20, 地上的城被毁了。
And the...
被毁,
destroyed. Oh, then the walls on earth are destroyed.
啊, 因为这个以西结是祭司，他本来应该进到圣殿里去服侍的。
And Ezekiel is a priest, and he is supposed to serve in the temple.
却整个耶路撒冷城都被毁了。And
all of the walls of Jerusalem were destroyed.
但是何等的奇妙啊！
But miraculously,
神让他在异象中间看见。
In his vision, he saw an image of the new Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这告诉我们呢, 做先知的人, 他永远是两个看见,
that for prophets, there are two visions, two vantage points.
一方面看见眼前的, 看见地上的,
One is that the prophets see everything right before their eyes.
但是他不是光有眼前的看见,
but not only do they see what's right before their eyes,
啊, 警戒这个什么恶人异人的,
and they see the wickedness and the righteous,
他还有永远的看见,
but they also have a vantage point of
the future. 所以对我们基督徒来讲, 今天就是这样。
And today we are not the
same.
We should not just dwell on the things that we see in front of us. We need to also have that vantage point of eternity to see the eternal purpose of God. And this vantage point is too glorious.
弟兄姊妹,
and this brings us a lot of encouragement.
啊, 他看见什么了呢?
What does he see?
他首先就看见那座城前面 有一个人是同颜色的人。
And what he sees is that there's a man standing at the gateway who has the appearance of bronze.
这个同颜色是什么意思啊?
What does the bronze
同的意思就是审判。
represent? Bronze represents judgment.
就是对于神的家是主在这里做审判。
Is that regarding God's house, he is judging.
他的一个手拿着绳子，另外一个手拿着杆子。
And on one hand, he has a rope, and on the other hand,
a rod.
And it is he who is measuring this house.
但是另外一面来说呢,
on the other hand,
他手拿着杆子拿着绳子是什么意思呢?
The rope in the hand, rod in his hand.
他才是真正做工的人。
That he is the one who does the real work.
这告诉我们呢, 那座城是 神自己建造的,
is that city is the city that God builds himself.
所以今天呢,
so today, the one who truly is the one who builds the church
is God himself.
The church is God's work.
弟兄姊妹,
we need to have this understanding and vision. Because he is the head of the household.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个看见让以西结里面得到鼓舞。
This vision brought tremendous encouragement to Ezekiel.
并且他看见那座城呢、啊，整个的城尺寸一点都没有缺少。
And when he saw this vision, he realized that the measurements, the city was built to perfection.
神的工作是完完全全的。
God's work is always perfect and complete.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这是我们侍奉的秘诀。
And this is the secret in our service.
如果今天我们的眼只看见地上的教会，
If we only use our eyes to see the church on this earth,
我常常讲，你有一百个心都给你挥得光光的。
If you, even if you had 100 hearts, they would be broken.
但是你的眼如果看见那一座城，
But if your eyes are on that city,
你就永远不会灰心。
Then, forever, your heart will not be broken.
教会是神的工作，不是人手的工作。
Because the church is God's work, not our work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见以西结作为一个先知。
You see that Ezekiel is a prophet.
他不仅守望，
He not only was a watchman,
他也指引神的儿女们能看见神荣耀的旨意。
But he also led the people of God to see the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这座新城新耶路撒冷很快就从天而降。
This new city, this new Jerusalem,is about to come.
你我如果能抓住这个机会在这个时候进入神的工作侍奉中，神是有福的。
If you and I are to take this opportunity to enter into his service, into his work, then we will be blessed.
我常常讲，我们是在神已经完成的工作里面来做工，你看，这是很大的福气吧。
In God's already completed work, he tells us to work. Isn't that a blessing?
啊，那日子，那时辰就在眼前。
And that city is right before us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
求主使我们灵里面能够惊醒。
May we have an awakened and alert spirit.
能够做这个时代的守望者。
To be a watchman in today.
所以我们从先知们的经历里面，我们看见了神对守望者的一些的托付啊。
We can gain much from the prophets in the Old Testament.
所以最重要的要有一个正常的灵。
The most important thing is we need to have a normal spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
巴望我们里面的灵像火灯一样是明亮的。
May the spirit within us be bright.
所以时间已经非常紧迫。
Our time is coming to an end.
仰望主自己的恩典，
May we look upon the grace of God.
愿我们做一个守望者。
May we all be watchmen.
我们不仅个人蒙恩在主跟前，
That not only are we personally saved before the Lord,
鼓舞我们周遭的人一同好好的爱主。
But we would encourage those around us to love the Lord.
也更多仰望神亲手建立他自己的家。
And to look upon his grace, that we would see with our own eyes that city.
好，我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly are so thankful.
你实在是恩待我们。
You are the one who leads us.
虽然这个时代很艰难很危险，
Even though the times are wicked and dangerous.
主啊，但是我们知道你的恩典足够我们使用。
But we know that your grace is sufficient for us.
我们要为着那些在苦难中的圣徒祷告。
We pray for those Christians who are suffering.
我们要为着那些受压制的圣徒们祷告。
We pray for those Christians who are under tremendous pressure.
我们要为着今天还在睡觉的圣徒们祷告。
We also pray for the Christians who are asleep today.
求主的灵运行在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit move in us.
使我们灵里面的光景能够复兴起来。
So that the Spirit within us will be revived.
愿我们的灵满了膏油。
May our spirit be full of your anointing.
让它成为明亮的灯。
So that we can be vessels of light.
在这个弯曲病扭的时代。
In this corrupt and evil world.
每一个圣徒都能像明光一样照耀。
That every Christian will be a vessel of light.
主啊，让我们能有守望的生活。
Lord, may we have the life of a watchman.
我们渴望你回来。
Lord, we desire for your return.
我们渴望能亲眼看见你的降临。
And we desire to see you coming.
求你祝福你自己的百姓。
May you bless your people.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 我们在报告之前啊。
Before we make announcements.
还是介绍一下新来的弟兄姊妹和朋友。
Introduce newcomers.
我们今天早晨有从这边开始啊，有没有第一次来参加我们聚会的
？Start from our right hand side. Are there any newcomers here?
请你站起来一下，好不好
？Please stand and introduce yourselves.
你简单介绍一下你自己。啊，请你介绍你的名字从哪里来
？Please tell us your name and where you come from.
好，你呢？好，欢迎你们。
We welcome you.
啊，请坐，请坐，请坐，请坐，谢谢。那么还有吗？这边还有吗？啊，请，请你。OK， 欢迎你。
We welcome you.
还有吗？这边还有吗？
Any other newcomers?
如果没有的话，就这边呢。这边有没有第一次来的
？Our left-hand side, any newcomers here?
好，欢迎你。
Welcome.
还有吗
？Any others?
啊，希望没有漏掉任何人呢。好，那我们就做一个简单的报告啊。
We just have a couple of announcements to make.
我们本周呢，礼拜二、礼拜五、礼拜六的祷告读经聚会都在线上。
All of our weekly meetings, the prayer meeting, Bible study, will continue online.
时间上也是一样的，没有改变。
And there's no changes to the time.
那么下个主日呢，我们仍旧是有擘饼聚会。
And next Sunday we will have breaking of bread as usual.
啊，我们分成实体和线上两个聚会。
And there is also in person and online breaking of bread.
10:50还是有信息的聚会。
Starting at 10:50 we'll have the message meeting.
啊，也是实体跟线上同时进行。
It'll be also in the hybrid format.
那么下一个主日啊，我们有两位弟兄要分享。
Next Sunday, there are two brothers who will be speaking.
一个是柯云弟兄，还有吴坚辉弟兄。
Brother Ke Ring and Chen Wu will be preaching.
那个曲浩辉弟兄翻译和 Audrey 翻译。曲浩，sorry， 念错了，眼花了，曲浩宇。不是浩辉，曲浩宇。
Nelson and Audrey will be translating.
请弟兄姊妹为着我们的弟兄姊妹祷告啊。
Please keep our serving brothers and sister in prayer.
还有儿童聚会啊。
Please keep the Sunday school kids in prayer.
礼拜五、礼拜天都有聚会。
On Friday and on Sunday, they have their meetings.
请做家长的人尽量鼓励他们孩子们去参加聚会。
We encourage parents to encourage their kids to attend.
就是你如果要来实体参加聚会。
If you are going to come to the church building in person.
最好你自己稍微测验一下啊。
Please screen yourselves before you come.
如果你有点不舒服，你就在家里好了，没问题。
If you have any health symptoms, please stay at home.
这里呢有一个特别带祷的一个项目，请大家祷告。
And we have a prayer request we'd like to mention.
我们要求圣灵把我们的目光定睛在主身上。
We need to pray that the Spirit would keep our eyes on the goal.
让我们先求他的国和他的义。
We pray for that we would be all about His kingdom and His righteousness.
让主的国在我们心中掌权。
That the Lord's kingdom would be established within us.
主的义充满我们的生命。
And His righteousness would fill our lives.
这的确是一个非常重要的祷告。
This is an important prayer.
好，我想我们的报告就停在这里，我们聚会也停在这里。
We'll conclude our announcements and our meeting.